Griff Gimel, right? We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Gittin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, which speaks about a number of major topics. It speaks about Hamtokas Hadinim, eliminating all types of gzeirois by going up to the Seichel. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Kulhu b'machshava is bariru. Everything gets fixed up in machshava, in seichel. And Rabbi Nizal, in that chapter in Kutub Ran, speaks about a seichel ha-koylel, a seichel ha-elyoin, an incredibly high level of seichel, where there everything can be sweetened, everything can be resolved. We'll continue from where we left off, and we'll try to make things clear. V'zeu b'chinas kiddushei shtar. And based on what we're learning here till now, we'll understand the concept of being that one of the three ways by which a man can marry a woman is through a shtar, a document of marriage, a marriage contract. K'mo yishom rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara says, makish havayo liyitzia, that we learn out the marriage from the divorce. Ma yitzia b'shtar, just like a woman leaves her husband, she becomes released from her husband with a document, af havaya b'shtar. So too, she can enter into the marriage also through a marriage document. Ki ha-hiskashrus shebeineyem, v'chein ha-hischalkus ha-koel al yedei shtar, shubachin ha-sefer. Because the bond, the strong bond between a husband and wife, and also the division, the separation of that bond, is all done through a document, Shehu Bechinas Sefer, which is also called a Sefer. As we saw before, the Pasuk speaks about a get, it calls it Sefer Krisus. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Beshas Nisuin, because at the time that a couple are getting married, shetzricho lehischaber imoi, whereby she needs to become attached to him, azai oilo imoi, al yedei kiddush eshtar, then, as a result of this document, the woman goes up with her husband, this document, shubachinas sefer, ad bechinas chochmo ilo. They both go up together, all the way up to a place called Chochma Ilo, Seichel Ho'elyoin, which we said is where the Torah gets its light from. Because Rabbein Azal had showed in Likutei Moran that the Zohar HaKadosh says that Oiraisa mi Chochma Ilo nafkes. The Torah comes from Chochma Ilo, a place that's so high it's above the Torah. That's where the Torah draws its Seichel from. And Rabbein Azal said that the Torah cannot go up there unless it's bishlemus, unless the Torah is complete. How does the Torah become complete? The more sforim that are written, or the more sforim that are respected in Klal Yisrael, the more that leads to a shlemus of the Torah, allowing the Torah to go up to Chochma Ilah. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, now when a new sefer is being written, a shtar, a document, whether it's a divorce or whether it's a marriage contract, that's being mashlim the Torah, that allows us to go up to that address called Chochma Ilah, v'shom nichlol in yachad. And up there in Chochma Ilah, there it's all oneness. There the husband and wife become united. Umekablin mishom chius v'seichel, and they receive life and seichel from there, bebechinas hiskashrus v'ischabrus, in a form that unites them. V'alkein ha-hischabrus u'tomid al yidei bechinas sefer, shubinas kedushe shtar kanal. And that's why what unites a husband and wife in marriage is always a document, which is the kiddushin of the shtar. That's one form of it. When he actually marries her with a shtar, v'afilu imeinoi mekatsha b'shtar, and even if the husband does not marry her with a marriage contract, but rather with a ring, he gives her a ring, kiddushei kesef, or even if it would be kiddushei bia, still hu tzorech lichtoiv lo ksuba, he must write her the document called a ksuba, Shehi Gamkein Bechinas Sefer, which is also an example of a Sefer. Kamoisham Rabbi Sein Ozal, as the Gemara says, V'haloi mi Sefer Ksuboso Nilmoid. We could learn this out from the Sefer of her Ksuba. So we see that the Ksuba is also called a Sefer. Because it is impossible for a husband and wife to become united other than through a sefer, because the sefer brings the Torah, it completes the Torah, it allows them to rise up all the way to that place called Chochmo Ilo, lekabel chius vosechel mebchinas Chochmo Ilo, she'ief shelekabel misham kim al yidei bchinas sefer kanal. And it's impossible to go up to that super high place without a sefer. Vishom, and up there in that super high place, oyer poshut hakoilel hakoil. There is a light that's poshut. Poshut means simple, without any boundaries. No boundaries, no concept of right or left. It's so high a level of light that it's called oyer poshut. Simple, simple, without any boundaries, without any additives. V'yecholin lahamshich mishom ho'oyer lebechinas hasichliyim v'atzimtzumim haprotiyim kol echod kiritzoynoi. And from up there, from that highest place, we're able to bring down light into the lower level sichliyim, or into individual tzimtzumim, each and every person according to what their needs are. Oy, and that light can be brought down in one of two forms, chocolate or vanilla. Oy bebchinas hischabrus, that light can be brought down to make a bond, to form a bond, a unity. Sheyischaber hatzimtzum imze hasechel al yidei ho'er shemamshich shamad bichinas sefer, whereby the tzimtzum, which we learned before, is the woman, should become united imze hasechel with the sechel, which is the man, al yidei ho'or shemamshichim sham, through that light, that high-level light that we're receiving from up there, from the chochmo ilo, al yidei b'chinas ha-sefer, through the sefer, shehu ha-ksuba, which is either the ksuba or kiddush e-shtar, or if the man actually married the woman with a shtar. V'chol ha-hamtokos shel kol ha-zivugim, Yehiu nimshochim bechinas hakoyach v'achiyu shemekablem misechel hakoyel aydei bechinas hasefer hazeh. And all sweetening of din, all hamtoka, we said a zivug, the woman represents tzimtzum, midas hadin. So all the hamtokos of the zivugim should be drawn from that energy that we're getting from that sechel hakoyel as a result of the sefer that was written, the shtar kiddushin or the ksuba. That's chocolate. That's one form of how that light is being brought down. V'chein lehepach. And in addition, from that same location, from that chochmo ilah, we can bring down light to use it in an opposite manner. Kisharoitze lefotra, when the husband decides to release his wife from the marriage, tzorech liten lo get, he has to give her a get, shehu sefer krisus, which is a document that severs the connection between them. Bechinas sefer, that's also a sefer. Shayideze choizer vo'oila l'shom, lebechinas sechel ha'koila l'koil. We said that a sefer is mashlim the Torah, and that puts you in the elevator, and you're going all the way up to the sechel ha'koila. V'shom mevatel ha'kesher legamri b'sharosh ha'elyon. And up there on that top floor in Chochmei Lo, there the husband nullifies the connection. He dismantles the connection between them at its source. V'choizer u'mamshich sechel v'chius mishom b'b'chinas krisus. And he brings light down from there, from that Chochmei Lo, in the form of vanilla, in a form that does the opposite. It separates. So that this tzimtzum, this wife, will no longer be connected, attached to him. B'shoroshoy ho'elyoin ha'koil ha'koil. Because he already nullified and negated the bond between them at its source, at its heavenly shoresh, completely. We know, for example, a person uses fire. Fire can be used in a number of different ways. Fire can be used, sometimes you heat something up to solidify it, to tighten it. We know the Gemara says that a pot, a new pot, doesn't become complete until the first time that you cook in it. When you put a pot for the first time on the fire, a metal pot or something like that, that's what tightens the metal. And that's considered, that's what completes the keli. So fire sometimes makes the metal tighter, and sometimes we use fire to melt, to soften, to liquefy metal, you know, an item. So too over here, Rav Nosson Zal showed us that going up to that Seichel HaKoilel, that is so high a place, Baruchnius, we go up there either to form a bond, a connection, or to dismantle the bond. Paragraph Dalid. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes this on a bigger level, not an individual couple, how this relates to Klal Yisrael. V'zehu, and this is what the Pasuk says in Hosea, chapter 2, V'hoyo mispar b'nei Yisrael k'choil hayom, the number of Jews will be like the sand by the seashore. V'hoyo b'mkoyim asher yomer lehem lo yami'atem, and in the place where Hashem said to the Jews, "You are not my nation, you're no longer with me," Yeomar lohem bnei kelchoi. In that same place, it'll be said to the Jews, "You are the children of the living Hashem." So look at the wording of the pasuk. Bimkoim, the same place where the connection is dismantled, is the same place where Hashem says, "You're mine." Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, so explains over there, Ma inyan nechama v'tzora smuchim ze lazeh. Why are these two opposites, the consolation and the problem, being put right next to each other? They're both going to take place in the same place. Usually you have a wedding hall and you have a funeral chapel, and they're not usually the same location. Here the Pasuk's putting them both together. So Rashi says over there, Elam Moshe, listen to this. This could be compared to a king who got angry at the queen, and he sent for the royal scribe to write a divorce. I'm finished with her. I'm getting rid of her. In the time that it took to get the scribe and to bring it and to write it and everything, nispayes imishtoi. The king changed his mind. He decided, as much as I'm not so happy, I'll be worse off without her. I want her back. Omar, and then the king said, Sheyetze choluk yefsher. To send the scribe away with nothing, can't do that. I'm going to have to pay him for the day. I'm going to pay him for nothing. So if we have the royal scribe here already, how about if you double her marriage contract? It had $1 million in it, make it $2 million. Notice the scribe is here already. He was coming, he thought he was coming to write a divorce. I changed my mind, let him double the ksuba. Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu kanal. This fits in beautifully with what we said before. Ki ikar haget shehu sefer krisus, Nimshach al yedei shechoyzrin v'nichlolin baseichel o'elyoin. Because on a spiritual level, in order for a divorce to take place, which is this sefer krisus, the sefer krisus puts him in an elevator and takes him to the top floor, right? To the roof, to that seichel o'elyoin. V'shom mevatlen akesha shebeneim. That's where you nullify, that's where you separate the bond that was there between the husband and wife. However, as soon as they go up to the top floor or to the roof, they see the beautiful view up there, and they say, wow, it's so beautiful, so pretty. Guess what? I changed my mind. When a person goes up to that Seichel Ho'elyon, to that Chochmo Ilo, to that place of the highest light, up there, all problems disappear. All dinim are negated up there. V'alkein shchiach harbe pomim, shehoish miskoitetem ishoi kama pomim, at sheboim el harav lichtoiv loget, v'oz daiko misratzim umispaisim. Rav Nosal says, this is why you'll find something interesting. There are many times that a husband and wife get into a fight, and not just once, but they argue on Sunday, and then on Tuesday again another argument, and Shabbos another, and it's going on for a couple of fight, argument after argument, until they make a decision, enough. None of us need this. Let's go see the rabbi. And they go to the rabbi to write a divorce. V'oz daiko misratzim umispaisim. And it's in front of the rabbi. When they come to the rabbi, they come to Bezin. Over there, somehow, they decide to make peace. V'zehu mebechina hanal. And Rav Nosal says, I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you how this happens. It happens based on what we learned before. Ki tekev kishenisoy rabchinas get. Because as soon as we turn that switch to turn on a divorce, shetzrichen lahamshich hapirud, whereby we have to draw the light that's needed to separate, bitul hakesher, to nullify the bond, miseichel hoelyon akoylel, and where are we going to get that light from? From that highest place, from that seichel hoelyon, avol shom nimtak hakoyl. However, up there, there's no problems. Up there, it's all good. It's all sweet. It's all peaches and cream. Shom nimtak hakoil. Alkein, therefore, meacha shedibru miget. After they spoke about divorce, which is this sefer, which took them up to chochmah ilah, nimshach lefo'omim aleihem mishom daiko, bechinas hamtoko mebechinas seichel hakoil. Sometimes by going up there to the seichel hakoil, they receive a light. That's a hamtoko. That's a solution to the problem. It's not the problem, it's the solution. From this seichel hakoil, which sweetens everything. Shemishom tzrichen lahamshich bitul hakesher shebeneihem kanal. That's where they were trying to draw the fire that was needed to sever the connection between them. But v'gam mishom nimshach kol ha'ischabros cholam tokois. It's the same exact location from which all connections are made and all sweetening of din is made. V'alkein yecholin lehisratzois al yedei zeh daiko. And that's why by coming to the rabbi and saying, I've had it, enough, this is it, it's over, divorce, write the shtar, write me that sefer, by saying that word, that sefer krisus, suddenly they get elevated to the Seichel HaKoil, they tap into there, and sometimes, if they're fortunate, Hashem does a switch. And instead of the person remaining with their full anger and hate and resentment, somehow sitting in front of the rabbi and with the Torah, with all the holiness that's there, the person has a change of heart, a change of mind. Because from that super high level of holiness that they tapped into, they draw a sweetening of the din, a pius, an appeasement. They wanted to go up there to connect with the light, to nullify the marriage, to break the connection. Once they made all the preparations needed to get into the rocket ship and take off and go up to that Seichel HaKoilel, Nimshach Aleihem He'orov Amtoka Mishom, they received some light and some sweetness from up there. Vaideze chozru v'nimlechu v'nisratzu v'nispaisu achshav daika. And as a result of that, things turned around, they reconsidered, they decided to make peace, and at this moment, mamish, when they were at the finish line, they thought it's all over. We finally made it to the rabbi, and we finally made the decision together that we're getting divorced. That itself leads them to an appeasement. Ki ikar kol hamtokos ubitul kol hamachlokes. Nimshach mishom daika, because the sweetening of all harshness and judgment and hate and negativity And the elimination of machlokes, of conflict, comes from Seichel HaKoilel. That's where all judgments, all harshness, all negativity gets eliminated. Avul b'nei Odom, ein yecholin lekabel mishom kiim hera bi'alma. However, regular, ordinary people can only receive a little bit of light from there. It's a trillion watts up there, and most people can't handle a trillion watts. So they can only get a little. They can get 1,000 watts, 1,000,000 watts, according to their keli. V'alkein, and therefore, al pi roiv, in most cases, when a couple decides to go to the rabbi and they decide to finish it, al pi roiv nigmar get. Unfortunately, in most cases, they do go through with it. They do go through the divorce. Because even though they're going up to that place of Seichel HaKoilel, because they're not the greatest tzaddikim and everything, they can't draw they don't get 1,000,000,000 watts. They don't even get 1,000,000 watts. They could get 10,000 watts or something, which isn't necessarily enough to turn the thing around completely. Ki ein lohem koyach lahamtik ha-machloike shebeneim. They don't have that 1,000,000,000 watts, which would nullify completely the fight, the differences between them. Rakad Rabba, but rather just the opposite. Oilin l'shom, they go up to there, levatel hakesher b'sharoshay, to negate the bond that created between them at its source, shehu b'chinas haget kanal, which is what the divorce is all about. So this is when we're talking about a couple. However, when we talk about Klal Yisrael, when we talk about the entire Jewish nation, as we started in this paragraph, Aval Hashem Yisborach, Chofetz Chesedhu. However, Hashem really wants kindness and goodness and peace and happiness. Ukvar bochar bonu mikolo amim b'maimad har Sinai. And Hashem has already chosen us as his partner, as his wife, when we stood at Har Sinai, Shenikro Yoim Chasunosoi, which is called the wedding day. K'mayisham Rabbi Stanislav, as the Gemara says in Tainus, page 26, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it says, B'yoim Chasunosoi, on the day of his wedding, Ze Matan Torah. That's the day that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people. Ukvar Nishba Lavoisenu Velonu Sheloi L'Rachakenu Lo'ilam. And Hashem has already sworn to our forefathers and to us that he will never distance us permanently. He'll never push us out completely. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah chapter 33, Im toferu es brisi hayoim v'chulu, if you guys have the ability to negate, to wipe out the contract that I made with day and night, with the sun and the moon, gam brisi tufar, then my contract with you will also be eliminated. And just like nobody can change the fact that the sun comes up in the morning and the sunset sets at night, so too my contract, my commitment to the Jewish people can also never be eliminated completely. Ukamai Shekosuv, and as the Pasuk says at the end of Chumash Vayikra, chapter 26, V'af gam zois b'hiyoysam b'eretz oyveyem, and even when things get as bad as this, that the Jews get evicted from Eretz Yisrael, they get thrown out of Israel, and they find themselves in the land of their enemies, loy ma'astim, I do not hate them, I do not despise them, I do not reject them completely, I don't divorce myself from them. V'chein harbe haftochoy shiftiach lanu, and so too many promises that Hashem has made to the Jewish people, she'anachnu am sigulosoi lo'olam v'ed, that we are his chosen nation permanently, forever. U'kamay shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 50, aye sefer krisu simchem asher shalachtiyah. Where's the divorce that I gave your mother when I sent her away? I never gave her a divorce. Sure, I threw her out. I threw her out for an hour or for a day or for a year, but I never divorced her. Alkein, Masha Shemisborach, Maskir Lefomim, Leshoines Shelisrachus Kashashon. Therefore, the fact that we find that at times Hashem makes statements that imply that he wants to get rid of us, or he wants to distance himself from us, Ein kavanosoi kiim b'shvil hiskarvus. His real intention is only for us to get the message and to do tshuva, to repent, and to come close to him, to get much closer to him. Kimoshal hamelech hanal, as in the example, the parable that we gave before about the king. Shekoro l'asefer lichtov get, he called in the scribe to write a divorce. But really, that wasn't what he was looking for. He was really looking for an excuse to buy his wife an ice cream, to double her ksuba. That's what he really wanted to do. And in the end, it was by things getting so bad, that's what caused it to turn around completely. That's what caused them to come closer than before. Because it's through this specifically that things got so bad that he called the scribe to write the divorce, to push her away, to get rid of her. And this ability to make this distance, to nullify the bond that exists between them, it's impossible for that to happen. Without first going up to that highest, holiest place called Chochmoylo, Sechel HaKoylel, She'ief Shalavat LaKesher Kiyim Shom B'Shirosh Yelan Kanal, it is impossible to break that bond, to release them from each other without going up to the source, without going up to the original source, that Chochmoylo, Sechel HaKoylel, Vashem Yisporach Mole Rachmim. And we know that Hashem is really full of kindness. Hashem doesn't want to hurt anybody. Hashem loves us and everything. Therefore, as soon as we go up there, Azai Tekef Nichmorin Rachmov Hamarubim, Hashem's infinite kindness becomes turned on, gets turned on. Vaazai Nisapech Hadovar. And then things get turned around completely. It gets reversed completely. Not only does he not press the button, the divorce button, not only does he not choose to cut the connection completely, but rather, adaraba, mamshich mishom he'ora gedoyla. He sends down from there a very high-level light. Levatel kol atzimtzumim. To eliminate all the constrictions, all the dinim, the chol adinim sheboilam, and all the judgments in the world, the chol hakoosim, and all the anger, the chol akpedos, and all the negative feelings. Shehoyo lo al Yisrael meoilam, which he had on the Jewish people from the beginning, beklal ubeprat, on a general level and on a specific level. Hakoil mamtik umavatel, everything gets sweetened and eliminated al yedei b'chinas chochmoylo, through that incredible high level, that chochmoylo, shenis oirer laham shechorom isham b'chinas sefer krisus hasham, where what took them up there, what fueled the rocket ship to take them up there, was the hate and the anger and the decision to get divorced. That's what took them all the way up there. That sefer krisus, ki achshav, because now, nishapech, it got completely reversed, va'adarabe, and just the opposite, nimshach mishom hamtoko gedoyla. It's from up there that there came forth an incredible sweetening, to sweeten everything, to straighten everything out, to resolve everything. Ki kol ikar kavanosoi, shekora hasoifer lichtoiv get, because Hashem's whole intention in calling the scribe to write the divorce, dahainu ma shehizkir shem hisrachkus hashem, the fact that Hashem used the words, get out of here, I don't want to see you, I don't want to know you, kol kavanosoi hoyo letoiva gedoyla, his entire intention was only to make things better, b'shvil hiskarvus, to fix the problem, to bring them close together. V'ze b'chinas hisrachkus Tachlis Hiskarvus. And this Hamuva B'Divrei Rabbeinu Zal, this is the concept that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in several places in Likutei Imran, chapter 74, chapter 261, and in the second half of Likutei Imran, chapter 48, that rejection, pushing away, is one of the strongest forms of bringing close. The Torah says that the attitude that a parent should have with a child, or that a husband should have with a wife, or a rabbi with a student, is smoil doiche, with the left hand to push away, and with the right hand bring close. The pushing away with the left hand is only to bring close with the right. The keeping a distance is only to whet the appetite, to have the person want it even more. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likutei Imran, chapter 61 and Likutei 66, where Rabbeinu Zal writes there that the whole reason why there are obstacles sometimes when it comes to anything important in life, getting married or getting Teretz Yisrael or any major at being successful in Parnassa, the reason why there's obstacles sometimes is only to increase the desire, to increase the cheshek, to make you want it even more and push even harder to get closer. It's not to push the person away, it's not to keep the person back, it's to make him turn it on, really turn it on, and bust through all of those barriers and get a million times closer than if it was just handed to him on a silver platter. Sometimes if you give somebody something easily, so they don't really appreciate it, it's not special, but if the person really has to struggle to get it, then it's incredibly meaningful. Kidaiko al yidei shehizkir b'chinas hisrachus, because it's specifically as a result of saying, get out of here, get away from me, shetzrichin lahamshich bitul akesher chas v'shalom yisharosh yelin, which means that now in order to separate, we're going to have to draw a light from its source, mebchinas chochma ilo, from that upper chochma, takef nichmaru rachmov. By going up to that chochma ilo, Hashem's great kindness gets activated, v'nimshach misham hamtoka gedoyla, and we draw an incredible sweetness from up there, v'nimtak hakoil, and everything gets resolved, everything gets straightened out. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk is telling us, when it says, v'hoya bimkoyim asheyomer lohem, lo yamiatem, in place of Hashem saying to them, you are not my people, you are not my children, get out of here. Yeyomer lehem, he will say to them, Bnei Kelcho, you are the children of the living Hashem. Note it uses that word bimkoim. Bimkoim means in place of, instead of. The word bimkoim means instead of, but the word bimkoim also means in place. In the same place, in the funeral chapel, where Hashem was preparing a funeral for the Jewish people, they just so happened to have a canopy out there to do the wedding over, to do the wedding over. Kidaiko bimkoim ha-hisrachus, because it's specifically in the place of the distancing, b'chinas get chas v'shalom shirot zelichtoi, this divorce that he wanted to write, b'mokoim hazeh daiko, it's in that place that everything gets reversed and sweetened. And Hashem says to them, "Bnei Kelchoi, you are my beloved kids." Because it's from there that we draw all the sweetenings, you know, all the amtoka for all kinds of din. Now let's touch on two incredible examples of this. Example number one, we just spoke about the wedding day, right? The wedding day, the greatest day in Hashem's life and the life of the Jewish people. He gives the Torah to the Jewish people, the marriage contract, the sefer, the chochmoilah, everybody is prophets, everything is forgiven. The Gemara says, poska zu amosam, the tumah that was turned on from the time of the Eitz Hadas suddenly was wiped out completely. No more tumah. All sins were forgiven. Everybody was cured. The blind were able to see. Those who couldn't walk were able to walk. Everything's resolved. 2 minutes later, the Jews get involved in a golden calf. this week's parsha we mentioned it, in Baal Yisrael was mentioned again, the golden calf. And Hashem gets angry, and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, get out of my way. Get out of my way, let me at him. I want to destroy them. Now I'm going to really let him have it. And Moshe Rabbeinu hears, get out of my way. Hashem is implying that if I don't move, I am in his way. I can block him. Maybe that's what he really wants. Even though he's so angry, so he didn't have to say that. Those words were a message for Hashem hinting to me that the real definition of Jewish leadership, of a tzaddik, is somebody who's going to, a captain who never jumps ship. He never forgets his guys. Never. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes to bat, and he starts negotiating and arguing with Hashem 40 days and another 40 days, another, until he turns it around, until he gets Hashem to say, I forgive them, but that's tiny. Then he tells Hashem, and by the way, while we're on the topic, could you please reveal to me your highest form of kindness, the top of the top of the top? Hashem says, sure. Let me teach you the secret of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachmim, the 13 attributes of kindness, where whenever, ever I'll get angry at the Jews for anything, this is your secret weapon. You pull out these 13 words, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanan, this is the magic weapon that this can nullify all decrees and everything, these 13 attributes of kindness. And Hashem says, and by the way, while we're on the topic, guess what? I'm throwing in a bonus. Till now, I didn't really have a house with Klal Yisrael. It's time for me to reside among you. Make a mishkan, and let me tell you exactly how to do it. All of that was the result of coming to the rabbi to write the divorce. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, get out of my way, I'm going to destroy them. Those words, get out of my way, to destroy them, meant having to go up to the Chochma Ilah. You want to break that connection? And by going up to the Chochma Ilah, with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, it was able to be turned around completely, completely. Such a reversal to result in Hashem revealing the 13 attributes of kindness and immediately afterwards giving us the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. That's one incredible example. Another example is Tisha B'Av, the saddest day of the year for the Jewish people. The day in which the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, World War I, all kinds of terrible, terrible tragedies. Tisha B'Av, the worst day. We read Eicha, Lamentations, we fast, we don't sit on a chair, we don't wear shoes, it's the bottom of the bottom. We mamish hit the bottom, rock bottom, the end. They take off the parochas from the Aron Kodesh. They dim the lights. This is it. This is the worst that it gets. Doesn't get any worse than on Tisha B'Av. And at midday, suddenly there's a change. There's a big change. The laws change. Tisha B'Av ain't over. And yet in middle of the, and not only that, but the Gemara says that the Beis Mikdash wasn't really, really destroyed until the 10th of Av. So the Gemara says, why are we making a whole big deal about Tisha B'Av? The 10th of Av was the real problem. The Gemara says, because the beginning of the destruction is the worst. Aschalta de Paranusa, when the fire was started, that's the worst part. So in middle of this Tisha B'Av, which is the worst of the worst of the worst, what happens? In midday, the laws change. You can get up from the floor. You can sit on a chair. All kinds of different changes. The fast isn't over yet, but major changes. And the Gemara tells us that that's the day when Moshiach was born. Tisha B'Av. People say, make up your mind. Chocolate or vanilla? You're getting divorced? You're getting rid of them? Or you bringing them the greatest glory, the happiest moment in the history of the world? Moshiach coming. Which is it? The answer is it's both. Because in order to get divorced, in order for there to be a Tisha B'Av, you have to go up to that Chochma Ilah. You have to go up to that place where the Kesha was originally made. And that's the Sefer. Where's the Sefer? The Kinois. Eicha is the Sefer. There's a new book, a book of Lamentations. Through the book of Eicha, we go up to Chochma Ilah. We go up to Sechel Elyon. And that's why in the book of Eicha itself, it says there, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, I thought it was all over. I thought it was finished, but I realized Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisomnu ki lo cholu rachmov, that Hashem's kindness is never over. Hashem's kindness is infinite. What's that doing in Eicha? That should be in a different book. In Eicha itself, it says those words at the end, that Hashem's kindness, and so that we see that in going up to that, but through the Sefer, we go up to the Chochmo Ilah, and at the Chochmo Ilah, it gets switched. It gets switched from total destruction to Geula, to redemption, to the Neshama of Moshiach being born specifically at that moment. The greatest Geula, the greatest Hamtoka Sadinim is on Tisha B'Av itself. That's why at night, Mamish Moitzoy Tisha B'Av, we go out and we're Mechadish to Levona. Person would say, take a break, at least wait a couple of days or so, you know. We're just in the middle of fasting and mourning and No, right there in the morning, Makish Havayel Yitzir, like we said here. In the Chumash, the two words are put side by side. Ve'yotza, she will leave, v'hoysa, and she will become. The word for divorce, ve'yotza, she leaves, and the word v'hoysa for marriage are put side by side. That if we are zoicha, the v'yotza becomes a v'hoysa. That as a result of hitting a certain rock bottom, over there it gets reversed. Because again, in order to dismantle the relationship, you have to go up to that Chochmo Ilah. And if you're zoicha, if you have the tzaddik with you, when you're going up there to write the divorce, the tzaddik takes the divorce and puts it in his pocket, and instead he doubles the ksuba. He gets Hashem to add a zero. Instead of 2 million, it's 20 million. Instead of Hashem just giving Klal Yisrael $2 million each, we'll make it 20 million. That's the power of tzaddikim. That's the power of this Chochmo Ilah. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to open a whole new topic, the topic of neder, which is a topic that comes up in several places in Likutei Halachos, major discussions about a neder, a vow, which is also another major item in Yiddishkeit that reaches up to this Chochmo Ilah. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain it incredibly. He's going to explain neder. He's going to explain, it's going to come into our topic, because when a couple decides to get divorced, one of the things that Bezdin does is hatoras nedorim, that any vows that existed between them, all vows are nullified. Just like on Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do a hatoras nedorim. In Bezdin, at the time of a divorce, they do a hatoras nedorim there also. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the connection between neder, Yom Kippur, divorce, all of these things. Mitzvah Hashem, this will take up tomorrow. I just want to mention, usually we don't mention personal things, the hashgacha, that today I have the privilege that my son is getting married today, Mitzvah Hashem, and that Hashem worked it out, that in today's learning, b'yoyim chasunosei, the wedding day and all of these things, Hashem should help, it should be a bracha for this family and all of our family, and all of our friends, anyone, and all of Klal Yisrael, anyone who needs, any couples who need shalom, any men and women who need to get married, and all those who need any kind of Yeshua, should be zeichet to all the Yeshuas and Refuas that we need, Mitzvah Hashem. Hold it over here.